What? You were born ready?
Yeah.
Bored already?
Yeah.
Hey, everybody.
Hiatus. Are you ready to rock?
If so, get in line.
Because, fucking, I'm first.
All right.
No? I don't know. It's Spy vs. Spy talking program.
That's right.
It's, what do you call it? Memorial Day?
It's Monday for short.
Oh, yeah. Manure-oral.
Yep. Yeah, man.
Yeah,
I was eating my grandpa's burgers right now.
Oh, God. It's that 28th. It's that wonderful 28th of May in the 07.
Oh, yeah.
And you got a holiday Monday.
Yeah, that's it for me.
I had a holiday Monday last week, so.
That's right.
I blew mine already. And now I got to go to work, and you get to stay home and... Well, I don't know.
What do you think?
I think probably what you're going to do...
Yeah.
Is have a nap.
Right.
Heather gets the day off too, right?
Yeah.
Kids get the day off?
Yep.
Okay. Good. Well, that's good. Are you guys going to go have a picnic?
I don't think so. Yesterday we went
to... You kind of did that yesterday, huh?
Yeah, totally. We had a picnic sponsored by Dairy Queen.
Beat the rush?
Oh, it was awesome. Yeah. Then we went and flew a kite. That was really nice.
I think we should ask Dairy Queen if they would like to be our sponsor for this week.
Oh, man.
Because I as well went to Dairy Queen this weekend.
So that's right. I checked out the picture of the thing you got.
Yeah. Do you have those in the States there?
Yeah, the Waffle Bowly Hill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got three kinds. It's a Waffle Bowl Sunday. It's just a Sunday. Not really a big deal. But it comes in a waffle bowl. It's dipped in chocolate a little bit. And they got three different kinds. They got a turtles one, they got a fudge one, and they got a strawberry one.
Yeah.
I don't really like strawberry stuff from Dairy Queen. I don't really want fruit in my chocolate, you know.
Well, just those strawberries are so old.
Yeah, well,
by the time they get to the consumer, they've been...
It's like jam, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, if I go to a nice restaurant and they have a dessert that's some chocolate cake with raspberry shit or whatnot, I'll eat that. You know, no problem. But you know, when it comes to a Dairy Queen, you know, strawberry and chocolate scent, no. You know, I don't want that fruit on my chocolate.
Pass. Yeah.
And also, like, the Terry's Chocolate Orange. Do you guys have that?
Yeah.
Christmas time there?
Uh-huh.
Orange-flavored chocolate? Could do without it. But if someone made a cake, you know, or made a something or other, baked good that had orange in it or any kind of fruit, I would go ahead and eat that. I'm okay with it. But it's not that I don't like fruit and chocolate. It's okay, but when it's artificial, forget it.
Yeah.
No time.
What did you have? The burgers was amazing, though, dude.
You had a penultimate.
No, I had the flamin'.
Oh yeah, flamin' Cheeto burger.
Flamin' Cheeto. What was it? It was a couple of patties, a couple of bacons, and some like diced jalapenos in the Mayways or something.
That sounds exactly like the Wendy's one.
But, I mean. It was way better than, way better than Wendy's, way better than. They make it right there. You know, I mean, it's not like they don't do enough burger biz that they can have shit chilling out. You know,
no, that's
like,
true. Yeah, I do appreciate the Dairy Queen hamburgers are not bad.
There's something to be said for failing businesses. They go the extra mile.
They're not failing, are they? They've been around for ages.
What I mean. But in the hamburger quantity.
Okay, sure, but they got the ice cream market cornered.
Oh, totally.
I am not going to Wendy's for an ice cream treat. The Frosty can go and blow out its own butt.
Oh. Yeah. We were there yesterday eating, and an ice cream truck drove by with the music blaring. Like,
everyone ran out of Dairy Queen?
Yeah. Yeah, all the employees. Like, oh, my God.
Yeah, they made my sundae and they made it wrong. They gave me the strawberry one. And I was like, you know, when that happens, nine times out of ten, I'll just take it. And you're like, all right, fine, whatever. Same deal.
Right.
But this time I was like, no, you gave me the wrong one. And then they were all embarrassed. All the little 12-year-old kids who were working there.
Wow.
They were all embarrassed and freaking out and didn't know what to do. And then I was going to try and convince them to give me both anyway. they took it away and scraped all the whipped cream off and put it on the new one.
Really?
No, they just made a new one. It was all right. Yeah, anyway, I give it a thumb sideways. It was okay.
Wow.
I think I would probably. You're jaded. I think I would just prefer a regular sundae. The waffle bowl wasn't that great, and there was all sorts of whip topping all over it, and Dairy Queen treats with whip, like, you got the soft serve already. You know, what do I want whip topping for? I don't understand whipped cream on ice cream.
Huh.
Don't get it. Make no sense to me.
I guess
unless you'll never understand. Whipped cream on pie?
Yeah.
And then the pie is a la mode?
Sure.
I'll go with that. But whipped cream on the ice cream? That's a bit much. And,
nice.
Dairy Queen soft serve is pretty close to whipped cream as it is.
How did the Muslims' yard get so short?
I don't know.
A la mode. Okay.
Did you just make that up?
I was thinking about it while I was mowing the lawn yesterday.
Well, you did your best.
Oh, good. I can spend this now.
It's the only reason I said it. I knew you had that one on deck.
Thanks.
Yeah,
I mowed my lawn this weekend. My lawnmower's still totally hosed.
It's hosed?
It's all hoses. I bought a hose mower, and it's all tubes.
Yeah.
Just kind of bad.
It's sort of like whacking jungle with the dull machete.
It's like dragging a dried octopus over, Harry and the Hendersons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Over him?
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's not working out so great. No, it won't start. It won't even think about starting. But
you should get one of the manual ones.
Yeah, see, my mom has one, and I called her up, and I was like, hey, do you still have that old push mower? And she said, yeah, but your lawn is definitely too long for that now.
Really?
Yeah.
Sharpen it up.
I think it would just roll everything. It would just, like, flatten everything down.
Oh, maybe you should just get some giant scissors.
Crop circles. Yeah. I was thinking a lighter fluid. But, so my mom was like, why don't you just borrow my lawn boy? She's got a lawn boy more.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, a guy.
Right, yeah.
Who does it?
I wish.
Like the pool boy?
Right. No, my mom needs that. Definitely. My mom needs a pool boy and a lawn boy and a, you know, maybe a little rendezvous with the mailman.
Oh, God. Yeah. What?
Yeah. But,
I don't.
So she loaned me her mower, and it's self-propelled. It's one of those ones where you squeeze the trigger and it, like, pulls ahead. Is it
Epilady brand?
Yeah, totally. I just got down on my hands and knees and mowed it, each one.
Yeah, nice.
I could wax my lawn. It'd be pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was
disgusting.
That was pretty fun, though. It was nice having it, you know, because my mom's mower was pretty nice, and it, like, pulls itself along, you know? Like, instead of having to push, you're like...
Sure.
It's kind of dragging you along, you know?
Yeah.
It's like the opposite of work.
Isn't that how lawnmowers are supposed to be?
I guess, yeah. But my mower is, like, it was, like, $89 at Home Depot.
Oh, is it electric? Like,
no.
Gas.
Gas, yeah.
Battery?
But it's...
Runs it's on like, those 9 volts from a remote control car. You should get
it's
a,
almost an edger,
you should
but it's too wide.
Modify your Roomba.
They have Lambas, dude. When I was looking online at
Lamba.
Yeah. When I was looking how to fix my mower, like what the problems could be, and it turned out that it could be like 20 different things, so forget
it.
I'm not, no. Yeah. I'll try the two things that might
put it in the shed, save it for robot parts.
Yeah, totally. But they've got $1,000. It's a Lamba. It's just an automated mower. It just cruises around, mows all your shit. And if it mows with the same kind of like pattern that the Roomba cleans the room with, that'd be pretty awesome, because what you do with the Roomba, you put it in the middle of the room and it starts to spiral out from that point.
Okay.
Until it starts to run into shit. So that'd be kind of cool, having the lawn, like, you know, have
but
that.
How would it stay on your lawn?
I don't know.
Like, programmed to only accept grass? Like, if it gets... Because, I don't know. I'd be worried about that shit going off the curb and getting run over.
I suppose. But the Roomba's supposed to know where stairs are, so maybe the lawn but knows where curbs are.
Shit, man, I don't know.
Maybe you're supposed to just buy 50 or 60 of them and turn them loose in the neighborhood, you know?
Yeah. Take that, cats.
Yeah.
But robots are great.
I agree.
You know,
where are they at? Where's my lawn bot?
You know what's the best thing? Is that not in real robots, because we haven't gotten to the point yet, but in the cartoons and in the science fiction and whatnots.
Mm-hmm.
Girl robots, you know, making girl robots.
Yeah.
Like, you know, there's a lot of robots that are, you know, you wouldn't think of them as dudes, you know. You think of them as just a robot, you know.
Right.
Like an animal or something, right? But then the idea of girl robots, I always think, is just hilarious. Programming a robot to be feminine and giving it boobs. Robot boobs are amazing.
Do you think there's anything in them?
Well, usually they, I think, work as rockets. They shoot off and they're like missiles.
True.
Yeah.
Or
what's
lasers.
That one called? There's that one Japanese robot. Damn it, what the hell? Joseph Bergen III was showing me his collection. He has a few of them. They're, you know, from the... Oh, God. What's it called now? Anyway, it has missile tits.
Huh.
Yeah, pretty cool. It's like from the 60s or whatever. So.
Oh.
You know. So you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Warhead style cones.
Yeah, and basically they wouldn't be compatible with today's robots because the little attachment things are different. They're not interchangeable, just like G.I. Joe missiles.
Oh, hoy, hoy, hoy.
Hard to hard.
Hoy, hoy, hoy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's the offset, man. It's like you get a bunch of robots walking around and they just all become dudes, you know? So I think maybe you need the lady robots.
But that doesn't make any sense. They don't need... Why does a robot need a gender?
I don't know.
Would you bother programming that? That's like extra work.
Yeah.
To like make a robot. I mean, I guess if you want, you know, really good artificial intelligence and you want robots that are as true to humans as... I don't know why anyone would want that, but if that's what your goal is, then I guess. But it's basically just all the nerds writing science fiction who are like, we can't get a girl. Maybe I'll build one. I'll call Anthony Michael Hall.
Whoa.
Hmm?
Oh, right.
Yeah.
So, from the film.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know what? There aren't robots. Yeah, we can agree on that, right?
The what?
Our joined idea of what a robot is, mm-hmm. There are currently no robots at all.
Basically, yeah. Those things that build cars, like, fuck that.
It's just a crane.
It's a crane. You know? Yeah.
No, I agree. There are no robots.
Not yet.
Yep. They're going to have to work awfully hard if they're going to overlord us.
Yeah, but I am pretty excited about those, you know, those walking, like, Honda robots that, like, can walk all by themselves and shit? Not because I'm excited about a robot walking around, but, you know, they're building those, like, bionic legs for people who can't walk and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
like, leg cars and stuff. I mean, that's pretty cool.
Agreed.
I don't want a robot friend. I got real friends. I don't need a robot. I want them to build cool bionic legs for people and shit like that, you know? Like, real useful shit.
For your human friends?
Yeah, not... Exactly. I don't need to play a robot at chess. I got a friend to play chess at. On.
You ain't gonna play no chess.
Or... I do so.
You and your croquet and your chess.
Yeah, man. Very,
Parliament.
Yeah. Well, what can I say? It was Victoria Day weekend last weekend.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I suppose you were in the zone.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, we did play croquet this weekend.
We played croquet!
Yep.
And it was fun, and I won a game. We're keeping track for our summer croquet league standings. And I
saw some good pictures there.
Yeah, I have a Flickr account. Maybe I'll post it or something. People can look at it. Mm-hmm. Everyone probably already knows.
Sure.
So, yeah, we did that, and we went to... Esty had a birthday party. It's not his birthday until this week, but he and his friend both had a birthday coming up, so they had a joint birthday party.
Are you going to have a re-party for his actual?
I will be working that day, so I don't know.
Barf.
Yeah.
And when I say joint birthday party, I mean...
Whoa.
Murder.
Working at the... coal mine?
I mean, we all had tennis elbow.
Ooh.
What?
Like a double Wurlitzer kind, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
That's hot.
Okay, all right.
Gross. Do go on, Brian.
The what?
I said do go on.
Do the lawn?
Yeah, do go on.
Duvelin?
They got Duvelin at the hardware store.
the hardware store.
Yeah, we went to the
Ace
Hardware.
You're supposed to use it to fill in your bathtub caulking or whatever.
Oh yeah, you could. They've got a whole rack of all the various Mexican treats. You know, the salted plum pits.
Why the hardware store? Oh.
Yeah.
Wait.
Did you just put it together?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. It took me a second, too. I was like, why is there all these Mexican treats at the hardware store?
See, we don't have Mexicans here. So.
Yeah. No, you got to get in the Mexican frame of mind. See, I just said that out loud, and Heather, it took her a second, and then she, oh.
What I like is when you go to like Best Buy or something.
Yeah.
And on the checkout, they have all the candy and stuff.
Yeah.
It's just so weird. Buying candy in an electronics store.
Yeah.
Hey, you
really
just bought a bunch of DVDs. Yeah. You want some popcorn?
You must need a liter of Mountain Dew.
Yeah. Oh, you must have gotten real thirsty walking around our store.
Man, Robbie Rotten's a lot taller than Sportacus. A lot taller.
Wow, it's puberty, I guess.
I suppose. You ever see that show Lazy Town?
Nope.
We talked about it before?
Never.
I'm pretty sure we have.
Is it the story of us?
Puppet kids. It's kind of the story of us, yeah. Yeah, you're Sportacus and I'm Robbie Rotten, absolutely.
Robbie Rob?
Robbie Rotten.
Damn.
Sportacus, is he Icelandic, babe? Yeah, Sportacus is played by Magnus Scheving from Iceland.
He's saying words that I don't understand. What? Magnus Scheving?
That's his name, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And he's like the producer of the show. He's Mr. Fitness. He was like king of all world fitness a bunch of years in a row or whatever.
And that's me?
He can stand on one hand for like a million years or whatever, you know. He's all like super fit. He's all muscular and tough.
That
and he's always
me.
Jumping around and shit on the show.
Yeah. And who's the other guy?
Robbie Rotten. He lives under the ground and wants everyone to shut up and be quiet and be lazy.
No, that's me.
So he can sleep. And
that's
he has a French mustache.
Wait, that's both of us.
I guess we're both Robbie Rotten.
Yeah. Well. Oh, well. Can't win them all.
Well, Heather, you can be Stephanie and...
Because she's the only girl.
Spencer's Pixel. No! Yeah, all the kids in town have an enthusiasm for one particular thing. They're stingy. He's super greedy. And he's a little bastard. And then there's Pixel, who's the only one to play video games. You know?
Nice.
You figure that out there?
Yeah.
And then there's... What's his Glutton Face? What's his name? Stinky? Ziggy. Yeah, his name's Ziggy, but he's always eating the candy and whatnot. And then there's
Sweet.
What? The black one? She's just...
She's got enough problems.
She's got enough problems. What's her name? Yeah. Loquacious.
That's not a word.
Adirondack?
I mean a name.
Well... She fills a cultural void, I guess.
Anorak?
She's not even black. She's Chinese.
Whatever.
Trixie, yeah. No, she's bossy or something, or grouchy, or...
She's very conforming.
Yeah, that's what it is. She's got bound feet. She's
so just, wait, it's puppets?
Everyone's puppets except for Sportacus, Stephanie, and Robbie Rotten.
What are they?
They're human, but they're Icelandic, so...
This is an Icelandic show?
It's made for America by Icelanders.
Oh.
And it looks it, man. It's real unique. Lazy Town. You should check it out. It's good. It's pretty great. It's really good if you're you could augment the viewing experience somehow.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
So that's something I could find on the internet?
I believe so. You definitely find all kinds of stuff about it.
Maybe there's like a promotional clip I could find on their website.
And that would be enough.
Sweet.
Yeah. It's a good program. It teaches good lessons. Eat sports candy.
Oh.
Which is like apples and stuff.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
I ate a giant banana today. It was huge. It was the size of a... Never mind.
Was it?
Yeah.
Just chop it up and put it in something, or did you just...
No, I just ate it whole.
Wow.
Yeah.
In one fell swoop, or did you bite it?
I was shocked by how big it was. It's probably the biggest banana I've ever eaten.
Was it like the big banana on that episode of Oswald?
I guess.
The children's show about a blue octopus voiced by Fred Savage.
Oh, God. What?
Yep. And who's that stand-up comedian guy who kind of talks like this? Maybe he's on Everybody Loves Raymond or something. Anyway, he's the tree on the show. Huh? Yep. And he's also the hammer on Andy Manny.
He's the hammer on what?
Andy Manny.
Andy Manny?
Yeah.
Is he Mexican?
Yeah.
End scene.
Yep. Yeah.
Steve was telling me that, I don't know where I think he said he heard this at work, but he ain't working right now. He does go into the studio. He works at an
MA. He's still in the old
studio stuff. I think maybe. Yeah, he's getting bored. No, but he's still allowed to go into the studio and like use all the gear.
They have refer to it as work? That's awesome.
I know. It's weird. Sometimes he just says the studio, but other times he says work. I think it is a bit weird. But they have those fancy Wacom Cintiq tablets there that you draw right on the screen there.
Yeah.
They use those in the animation. So he goes there and uses those for his own purposes.
Nefarious, yeah.
But apparently he overheard someone saying that they wanted them to make a Star Wars Guitar Hero.
Blog.
And at first... You know, at first blush, you're like, that's the most retarded thing I've ever heard. And then, you know, when I think about it, I'm like, go for it. There should be every kind of Guitar Hero for me to download illegally and play.
Right. Well,
even if it has one good... It would only have one song, right?
What, Cantina song?
Cantina, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
And Vader Goes to Lunch, you know, it's not bad.
Yeah, but I think if they had, like, metal versions of all the Star Wars tunes...
Yeah.
That could be fun.
Meta version?
Yeah, I don't know.
I've been saying meta this whole time, too. I didn't really? I never realized.
Meta night?
Mete. I didn't. No one ever told me.
What?
Meta. It's pronounced Mete.
No, it isn't.
Baha?
Nope.
It's trues.
Prove it.
It's on Google.
It's Mete?
Yep.
Like Kathy Mattea?
Yep.
Christ, and
those cat pictures are actually, it's Marco's. I don't know, someone got it flipped way back in the day, but it's
cat,
reference
cat,
to Marco Polo, actually.
Cat Marcos?
Yeah.
They used to originally be chicken ones, and it was Marco Pollo.
Chicken Marsala, actually, is what they used.
Alright, you say so.
Catch, babe. That was a good catch.
Way to go.
I made a ball out of a shirt.
Oh.
I should make a YouTube video on how to do that.
Sure.
And then that Gary Oldman guy can rip me off and make a shirt about how to make a ball out of a shirt.
Sure, why not? Okay.
You know
what might be good? Here, Gary Oldman, check it out. A diagram on the shirt of how to fold shirts.
Yes.
My bad.
I dig it.
I'm into it. Because I don't know how to do that shit. Like they do at the Gap, you know?
You never worked clothing retail then?
Never did.
Never, ever.
Never did food service either.
Man.
I know.
You're missing out.
I'm living the dream. I did, like, I worked in the kitchen and did, like, busing and prep cooking, dishwashing and all that kind of stuff. But, no, I never got into the service. And I've never really worked a real retail thing either.
Man. You were just born an adult.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I pumped
and
gas for a summer
been
once.
Rocketeering towards childhood ever since.
Yeah, I think so. Finding a way to... Yeah. Usually when you get older, you want to do less and less work. I just started.
It's like you're living out season after season of Quantum Leap where every episode is the day before yesterday.
Yep.
Yep. Did you know my history teacher, Mr. Wisniewski, used to bring in important Quantum Leaps for us to watch?
Because that was beneficial for your education, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Did he ever leave and go have an hour-long smoke break?
Oh, yeah. Oh, totally.
Sweet.
No, I saw Dances with Wolves in his class 2 years in a row.
Nice.
And that's, you know, that's a long movie, so it
Why
takes...
were you in his class 2 years in a row?
Oh, he taught 2 grades.
Oh, okay. Fair
but enough. he also taught 2 grades Dances with Wolves.
What's to learn from that?
Tatanka.
I think actually we watched Last of the Mohicans in a social studies class.
I think I watched that with him too. Just once though.
Yeah. That's great. Yeah. You know what? Whiskey. Kids don't need to learn that shit.
Kids just need to know what to watch. That's
well, yeah,
what school
like,
is all about.
You know, like you don't need someone lecturing you on history when there's a movie.
Yeah. Or
what's
leaping.
What's the point? Or yeah.
Quantum nudity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was my first exposure to Quantum Leap was history class.
Yeah, I mean, if it's any indication, like the History Channel, you know,
mm-hmm.
when they sometimes have documentaries, but usually it's just war movies.
Yeah.
And that's history. Like, all right, fine. If that's what you want.
Yeah, take that history class. There's a History Channel, but there's no class channel, right? Like, you know what I'm saying? Uh-huh.
Yeah, there is.
There's a class channel?
It's called Spike TV.
Whoa.
No, I don't know.
No.
I think that changed names.
Grunt. Yeah, it's G4 now.
UPN?
Something. UP.
Yeah, go for it. I don't care.
I don't care either.
If I fucking care.
TBS?
What?
TBS? WGN? You ever watch that?
PDS?
What? Fine. Bye, PDS.
Exactly. Once again, no one will listen to this show.
This is Dr. Sims of the Illinois State Medical Society. For the young girl approaching womanhood, it is essential that she fully understand the process she will experience in preparation for this sacred responsibility. You may have to put aside many old ideas from your mind and from your attitude and from your speech. No part of the body is bad, impure, or dirty. Curiosity about sex is perfectly normal. It is better not to make references or comparisons to the sex life of animals. It is the duty of the parents to impart this knowledge. This is all quite normal. Now, instead of testicles, a woman has two organs called ovaries. Now, that's why women's breasts are much larger than men's. Love is what makes your father willing to work hard all day to earn a living for you and your mother. That's about it. But before we have the cake, I want to repeat something that I think is very important. It is better not to make references or comparisons to the sex life of animals.